Do you want to get smarter about your health but feel overwhelmed trying to separate fact from fiction? Well, I deeply understand that, and that's why I wanted to find a source that we both could trust, you and me, and I found this podcast. So let me introduce you to the Zoe Science and Nutrition Podcast. With the help of world-leading scientists, they help you make smarter, healthier choices every single week. And don't just take my word for it. Avid podcast fan Joanne's Apple Review says this. Joanne's Apple Review says, Zoe Science and Nutrition is always informative and always understandable, and that she's definitely a healthier person listening to this and following Zoe's advice, which I love. We love sources that you can trust. And if you're ready to join millions of others like Joanne, transforming their health and like me, then search for Zoe Science and Nutrition wherever you listen to your podcast. I promise you will not regret it. It is an awesome show, and I've learned so much from it. Go check it out.
What practices do you implement when you don't know where you want to go in life? How do you choose a path to go down where you feel connected to multiple paths? Do you have a singular purpose? Does purpose find us, or do we seek it out? This is so juicy. So what is up, guys, and welcome back to another episode of Skinny Dipping, where we strip down and we dive in about the mind, the body, and the soul in order to create actionable change in our lives. Because we can talk about this shit in theory all day, but how do we actually apply it? How do we step into the embodiment? And this is the Inspired AF season, and I thought, because you guys inspire me more than literally anything else out there, I would take this opportunity to do a vulnerable Q&A. Some questions are from Instagram, some questions are from the Soul in Progress community. There's such amazing questions about, you know, mental health and spirituality, and I think all of us are deeply going to relate on this. Subscribe if you're new. Let's get into this. Let's dive into this mini episode of Skinny Dipping. Yay! I love you guys so much, and I'm so grateful. Let me just like say that off the bat. I am so grateful for you guys. I'm so grateful for this community and everything we are creating together, and I cannot wait to see just like what is next. So let's start out with a little bit of a longer question. Are we still recording? Yes, we are. Perfect. Okay, this is from the community. Somebody said, and I saw this question like from a couple different people, so I wanted to address this one first because I feel like it's so normal to feel lost in your life, especially in your 20s, but honestly at any point in life, like it is such a common human experience to feel lost. And this person says, Julia, shout out Julia from the Soul in Progress community, fucking love you. She says, I'm at a really weird growth period in my life right now, where it feels like there's so much pressure on me to know exactly what I want to do for the rest of my life, but at the same time, I feel like I don't have any idea what I want to do. Oh my God, first of all, so relatable. But I don't care that I don't know what I want to do with the rest of my life. I feel like I was put here to experience a million different versions of myself, and the pressure society puts on us to pick something and stick to it is something that I've been feeling lately, but I know it's not the right path for me. How do I find this balance? How do I block out the pressure and the judgment? Okay, and Liana from the community said something similar in the comments. I'm kind of at a crossroads in my life where I'm not sure what exactly I want to do with my life. I know my decisions, choices now aren't definitive, but I still want to make decisions that would best help my future self because I deserve it. Fuck yeah, you deserve it. We love that recognition of the inherent self-worth because we are inherently worthy. And you don't have to prove or achieve anything to be worthy. You just are. You were born it. Okay, Liana continues to say, what practices do you implement when you don't know where you want to go in life? How do you choose a path to go down where you feel connected to multiple paths? Do you have a singular purpose? Does purpose find us, or do we seek it out? This is so juicy, so good. And I feel like the main questions from both of these comments that so many of us can relate to is like, we feel called to so many things. I know that I am called to so many things in life. In my life, I don't even talk about this, but I want to create music. I want to make music. I want to dance. I want to do this podcast, but I also want to be a photographer and continue my business with that. And I think I've struggled thinking, okay, like now I'm doing this podcast and social media. Now I need to like stick to it and do this one thing. But in reality, we contain multitudes. We are not one thing. We will never be one thing. And that is the beautiful part about being human, about being you, about being me, is that we love so many things and we are pulled to so many things. And I see this with lots of my friends. that it can get very frustrating, because it's like, okay, well, I'm good at all these things, or I have talents and gifts with all these different, you know, categories, all these different ways of being, or I'm just very interested in all these different things, all these different paths. I want to do it all. The main thing I would say is to narrow it down to 3 for right now, knowing that you have choice at any point to change and go to a different path. Because I think when we have too many options, when we don't have direction, that's when we really feel lost and we get lost. I think there's this balance of finding grace and being like, okay, I'm going to love a lot of things in my life, but what am I going to commit to? What am I going to choose to put my time and energy towards? Because on top of all these different areas of expertise or these different areas of art or whatever that we want to experience, we also want to have really good relationships and really good friendships. And, you know, we want to have a really great relationship with ourselves and our health and our spirituality. And, you know, even though we do have so much time in the world, we also need to be decisive and to have choice. And that's where comes this moment of almost ranking. Like, it's like, okay, maybe I love this, like 1.5, but I love this thing 1.6. So I'm going to put my energy towards what I have, you know, a desire for, even if it's only a point more, because I know that we just need to prioritize in life. And also, something that has really helped me is knowing, like, okay, right now I'm pursuing this certain path, but later on in life, like in my 30s, like I'll probably pursue something else. Because, you know, although our parents grew up in a generation where it was very common to pick one career and stick to it and ride with it and feel that pressure to like choose, we now live in a world where we have created this opportunity to allow ourselves to experience different things and to reinvent ourselves many times in our life. You are going to reinvent yourself so many times, and knowing that gives me peace of mind. Knowing that, like, I can be like a singer and a songwriter and an artist, like in my 30s, like after I've dove into this experience of like being a podcaster and being on social media and doing this whole thing and having my life revolve around like spirituality and healing and mental health, it gives me deep peace to know that I can dive in head first to things that I love also in the future, while also acknowledging that, you know, even though I'm not choosing to like do singing as my career or songwriting as my career at this exact time, I'm still, you know, writing music whenever it calls me. I'm making time to play my piano and play my guitar. Like I did this morning, I just like sang some songs. I sang, oh my gosh, I was singing, what was I singing? I don't even remember, but I was playing guitar and singing, and I just felt so connected to myself. And I allow myself to give myself permission to be many things, to love many things. But with that, I choose to commit myself to, you know, a top 3 to 5 priorities, because I know that direction is key. Direction is key in accomplishing my dreams, and to be too scattered, you know, is not going to have any of your dreams kind of get to where they have the potential to go if you just keep like scattering your energy. So I think to just sit down and be like, write it out. Writing and journaling from your subconscious is key here, and being like, okay, I love all these things. Write down all the things that you could possibly do, all these possible paths, and then try to pick the three that call you the most. Because when you take this actionable step to be like, okay, I am going to prioritize these things for right now, that is when you can actually create something amazing. And I think almost with people who have a lot of different passions, it's almost a form of self-sabotage to spread yourself too thin and to do too many things, because it's like, oh, if you never try, then you never fail. If you just like have all these interests and all these things, we self-sabotage ourselves to be like, okay, but I'm going to spread my energy very thin. And then you kind of don't get to where you want to go with any of the things that you love. So I think to prioritize is key, because when we prioritize and when we commit, that is when we can create something beautiful in our life, is through putting energy. Whenever you put energy and momentum towards the things that you want to create, you will see the fruits of your labor. You will see the, you know, flowers beginning to bloom. And that is just such a beautiful thing that I want for each and every one of you. It's like, it's one thing to like love so many things, but it's another thing to commit to so many things. And I think to prioritize really is key. And just know, just talk to your ego a little bit, talk to your mind, talk to the part of yourself that's freaking out, being like, what if I'm choosing the wrong thing? Babe, you can choose another path at any moment. If commit, seriously, like commit, be disciplined. Give yourself fully to 1 to 3 things for a certain amount of time. And then if, you know, it's not calling you anymore, then you can move your attention elsewhere. And that always gives me peace, knowing that I have choice. I have free will. I have the ability to choose a new path. And at the same time, I'm going to commit to this path because I know that's how I'm going to create momentum and create the art and create the results and create the reach that I want to see in life. To create what I want to create, I need the commitment as well. So we need to find that balance, and also know that your passions, what you love, they don't have to be your job. Like, you can love things and just do them for you, and you can incorporate them in your life as hobbies. Hobbies, hot girls have hobbies. Like, it's so real. Like, hot girls have a ton of hobbies, and that is such a beautiful thing, to be interested in things, because when you're interested in things, it makes you interesting to yourself, to other people. It makes your aura, your spirit just glow, and it makes you so attractive. So just know that not everything has to be like a career path that you pursue. Commit to 1 to 3 things that you want to pursue, and whatever kind of, you know, spirit will guide you. Whatever, you know, you're dedicating your time to, you will see that certain paths begin to take off more than others. And when that happens, lean into that momentum. Allow spirit to guide you in that way. Allow the universe to guide you in that way. I think that's so important for me to say, is like, lean into something, and then whatever is kind of like taking off, lean into that more. I didn't know that I was going to be a podcaster. Like, I just leaned into it as a passion. And then when it started to take off, I was like, okay, this is working. I'm going to lean into this. I'm going to continue this momentum. I'm going to take action with this, because I see that it's blossoming. And when something's blossoming, it's the universe telling us, keep fucking going. So I think the overall summary of this is, accept that you live in multitudes and you are going to be a being with many passions, and lean into those passions as hobbies. But when it comes to your career, find things to commit to. Prioritize, write it down, journal it out, let your subconscious flow, let your inner voice tell you what is most important to you, and choose to put your energy towards those things, because just, we don't want to be self-sabotaging, because I think when we spread ourselves too thin, we self-sabotage. And a lot of people who are good or interested in a lot of things, passionate about a lot of different topics, tend to do that. And I don't want to see you do that. So if you're doing that, have awareness, recognize it within yourself, and be like, okay, I'm going to commit to like 1 to 2, even like 1 to 2 things. Like, that is like the key number right there. Like, right now I'm focusing on my podcast and I'm focusing on photography. And those are my 1 to 2 things that I have the time and energy for. So I also have the time and energy for my relationship and my friendships and my spiritual journey and my healing journey and my health. So it's like both and, it's not either or. That's the beautiful paradox of this, is you can love many things, make time for your hobbies and your passions and things that are creative to you. And at the same time, stop spreading yourself too thin, because that is you kind of disrespecting yourself. I want to see you respecting yourself, and to respect yourself is honestly to commit to the things that you love, because that's how you're going to see it blossoming. And when you see something blossoming, when you see that like little fish being hooked, like, lean into that and reel it in. Okay? So it's okay. It's okay to like be in your 20s and try out a bunch of different things. And at the same time, listen to your emotional guidance system and see, what do you love most? Because what lights you up most, what literally leaves you feeling like fulfilled and like makes you feel excited about life, that's what I want you to lean into and to prioritize. Because when you prioritize and commit, you will receive in return from that. Okay, so that's on that. Okay, I love that question, because I feel like it's so relatable, and I love so many things. But just know that some things can be like passions and hobbies, and make time for those things. And also, if you're feeling like you don't have enough time, like, check your screen time. Like, not to call you out, but that's a call out for myself. Like, check your screen time. Like, I know they make these apps so addicting, but we have conscious free will and choice. And I want you to, you know, be able to, you know, do it all. And to do that, you might need to cut down on other things that aren't serving you, toxic things like social media that are consuming your time and energy and attention, so that you do have space for all the things that you want to have space for. Okay, this next question is going to be from Instagram. Any suggestions for romanticizing life in the winter months? So I'm sorry that I'm from Hawaii and I don't have a lot of information on this, but I really wanted to talk about taking care of yourself during seasonal depression, during the winter months. I want you to be taking vitamin D as if it were your fucking job. Like, I want you to have movement every day in your life, and I want you to have vitamin D every single day in your life. And I also want you to lean into, you know, making sure that you're using candles at night instead of, you know, blue light, and making sure, you know, even if you go outside and you stare at clouds and you think, oh, it's not doing anything for me, actually the clouds have more light photons that are better for your brain and your cortisol than your phone. So still go outside, like, even if it's just for a moment, and like, get that natural light, even if it feels dark, even if it feels like it's not doing anything. It does have light photons, even through the clouds, even when it's kind of like dark and gloomy out. Still prioritize that and take vitamin D. This is going to be so big. And also lean into the beauty of romanticizing your life during this time. Any suggestions? I would definitely say, like, let me give you this perspective. I grew up in Hawaii, so we don't have snow here. So whenever I go to the snow, I literally am like, this is so beautiful. Like, snowflakes are so amazing. They're each individual. And also snow is like so bright and white and light, and just, and it's just, I don't know, you get to drink like hot chocolate, and I love to go skiing, and you know, you get to like lean into that like classic like holiday season, which is like so beautiful. So lean into that, because I didn't get to experience that, and when I get to experience that, I think it's so beautiful. So try to see it with fresh eyes, and most importantly, take care of yourself with like going outside, still getting your movement in, taking vitamin D, bundle up, baby, and take care of yourself, because that is going to really help seasonal depression. And it's just really, really, really important. Vitamin D is everything. It's literally everything. I want you to get it. It really like helps with your joy and your happiness and your mood stability. Another question from Instagram is, how do you deal with friends that constantly struggle with their mental health and negativity? This one is something that is so sensitive, because it's like, I've also struggled with my mental health and I've wanted people to give me grace. But at the same time, like, I know that people in my life, like, if I've lashed out or if I've been really like negative, like, they don't deserve that. Like, they deserve the best. And it's the same for you. If you're that person's friend, like, you also deserve the best. And I think like, you can only lift people up to a certain point. And at that point, you kind of need to like reevaluate where you're putting your energy. You can love somebody, but love them from afar if they are just not willing to change. But if you see them putting in the work with their mental health and trying to work on it, like, if you see them putting the action and the effort towards it, and like, give them grace, give them time, give them the opportunity to change. And at the same time, if you don't see them putting in that work, know when it's time to kind of prioritize yourself and spend less time with that person. I feel like I was spending time maybe like a year ago with people that were kind of negative and kind of and very down energy, but you know, I had so much compassion and love for them because it had to do with like their mental health. And I love people just so unconditionally. And then I started making friends that were like on my level of just like joy and fun and play. And I was like, wow, this feels so good. So it's not like I unfriended anybody. I just like started spending time with people who had more joy in their life, who were, you know, willing to not take things so seriously. I was telling my therapist today, like, I'm trying to call in new friendships here because I just got back to the island of Maui. And I was saying, okay, like, I really want spiritual friends, but I also don't want them to take themselves too seriously, because I feel like I'm silly, I'm fun, like, I don't like to just completely have deep, vulnerable conversations all the time. Like, I love to have fun, I love to not take life too seriously, and that's also what I want from my friendships. So I think calling in the new friends that you want, but you don't have to like unfriend somebody or judge them. Like, allow people to be where they're at. That's the beautiful art of like true unconditional love, is like, you can protect yourself and choose where you spend your energy, and at the same time, you can just love people for exactly where they are at. You cannot change anybody, you cannot control anybody, don't try to change. You know, you can lift people up to a certain extent, that's what I was saying earlier, but at some point you need to know, like, you have to find deep acceptance for where people are at and who they are in this current moment, even if it's different from when you first like started your friendship. It's okay to spend less time with people. It doesn't mean you don't have to be friends anymore. You don't have to have a falling out. It just means like you spend your time elsewhere and you can still check in on them and love them. It's just like, you need to protect yourself and your own energy. So it's another one of those situations of like, it's both and babe, like, you know, you got to protect yourself, and at the same time, you need to accept people where they're at and love them unconditionally. Okay, let's see what else we got here. I hope that answered your question. Friendship is just like such an interesting thing to navigate. Okay, breaking a bad habit and cycles, how to start. First of all, the sooner that you can cancel out the language of this is good and this is bad, that is so subjective for you. And once you begin to remove that language and you really begin to observe, okay, when I do this habit, it makes me feel energized and joyful and it makes me feel like, you know, really proud of myself. And when I do this other habit, you know, I feel drained and lethargic and just not my passionate, like, loving self, like, you know. And when we begin to lean into like how it makes us feel and we use that as this internal motivation to feel more joy rather than like shaming ourselves, being like, this is a bad habit, I need to quit it. Like, what you need to quit doing, babe, is judging yourself. And like, you need to stop using language like this is good and this is bad, because it's just, that's so subjective. And in reality, nothing is good or bad until you perceive it as that way. Good or bad doesn't exist. But when you can lean into is the emotions and the feelings, because those are real. That's something that you're actually experiencing. So when something, for example, is not making you feel, you know, joyful, when it's supporting like an addiction or a codependency or feelings of unworthiness, or maybe you're doing something out of like low self-worth or low self-esteem or insecurity, and like that makes you feel icky, that makes you feel low, that makes you feel depressed, that makes you feel sad, that makes you feel lethargic, when you have that kind of habit, the best thing that you can do is add more of the things that feel good. I don't want you to focus on getting rid of the habit that doesn't feel best for you. Because when you say to your brain, don't do this, don't do this, don't do this, all your brain wants to do is to do that. That just increases the addiction and this wantingness and this willingness to keep going on that habit, even though in your heart of hearts, you know that that's not what you want to do anymore. So you need to play with your brain and you need to work with your brain and your ego and be like, we're not going to take this, you know, detrimental habit away from us. We're not going to take it away. What we're going to do is we're going to add more of the good things. We're going to add more of, you know, the eating healthy. We're going to add more of the movement in our life. We're going to add more of the meditation, of the breath work, of the journaling, of the going on hot girl walks, of spending time with meaningful friendships, of, you know, learning things on YouTube rather than like consuming like toxic social media. Like, you're going to add more of the good things. And once you add more of the good things, you're going to want to do the thing. I'm using the language good. Fuck. I just like contradicted myself. Okay, but you're going to add more of the joyful things. You're going to add more of the things that light you up. And then there'll be no space for the things that drain you anymore, because you won't even have time for them. So I want you to focus on adding more of the things into your day, into your schedule, into your week that light you up. And when you do this, you won't even want to go to the things that are detrimental anymore, because you're going to be feeling more in alignment. So don't focus on getting rid of it. Just add more goodness, add more lightness, add more lovingness, add more habits that make you feel like, damn, if I loved myself so much, this is what I want you to ask yourself. If I loved myself so much, what would I do right now? What would be the choice that I make? Because when you're making decisions out of self-love and out of high self-esteem rather than insecurity and low self-esteem, when you're making these decisions out of, oh my God, I fucking love myself, those decisions are, those choices, those habits that you choose to do in those moments, that is going to, you know, you're going to choose the things that the version that loves yourself would choose, if that makes sense. So I want you to add more of the things that you would be like, okay, if I really loved myself right now, I want you to write a list. If I loved myself, what would I do right now? Write a list of all the things, make a menu, write it out, and figure out kind of like, okay, these are things I can add to my life. And once you add these things, you won't even want to do the habit that you're trying to break anymore. So there's so many good questions, but I have to end this episode because I promised myself it would be a mini episode, but this literally could be an hour. So I'm actually going to make a part two on the Soul in Progress community. Surprise! We almost have 500 people in the community, and I am adding a secret private podcast feed. a secret private podcast feed with extra vulnerability, extra bestie vibes. You know, it's going to be a sporadic podcast, but you know, there's lots of content on the Soul in Progress community for breath work and meditation, and there's just an amazing community full of amazing people, and that's also what comes with the community, which is like my favorite part, is like the people that are in it create this beautiful divine space, and I feel so lucky. But today we're actually adding a private podcast feed, and part two of this Q&A with some more amazing questions are going to be on that private podcast feed. So go check out the Soul in Progress community now, and with that you'll be able to access part two of this Q&A. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Share it with somebody that you love. Please join the community. I would love to have you in that space. I would just like love to shout out Kylie Taylor from the community. She's just been like going through it with like a breakup. I hope she's okay with me sharing that, and like we've just like been there supporting her, and I just appreciate her continuing to like show up even in the midst of going through something really tough. And just know that if you join this community, you will receive this type of support, unconditional support and unconditional love. We're here for you. And yeah, shout out Kylie. I just wanted to shout out one of the Soul in Progress members because I love each and every one of you so much, and I hope— oh, 222 on the clock. Yay. Okay. I love you guys so much. If you want to check out part two, it will be on the Soul in Progress community on our secret podcast feed. More news on that to come. And share this with somebody that you love. Share it on Instagram and tag me where you're listening. I love seeing your beautiful faces on your hot girl walks, or you like sitting with your dogs in the park listening to Skinny Dipping. It makes me the happiest person literally in the entire world. And I just feel so grateful for you guys every single day. I'm Kayla Rose. This is Skinny Dipping. Thanks for stripping down and diving in with me. You guys are fucking awesome. And don't forget, you are inherently worthy. And you don't have to do, be, or achieve anything to be worthy. Warmer, sunnier days are calling, so fuel up with them with Factor's no prep, no mess meals. If you are like me, sometimes you can forget to feed yourself when you're super busy, and that's why I love Factor. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are dietitian approved and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. So no matter how busy you are, you'll always have time to enjoy nutritious and great tasting meals. With 35 different meals and more than 60 add-ons to choose from every week, you'll always have new flavors to explore, and you can have as little or as much as you want every single week. And if this interests you at all, I'm going to give you guys 50% off only for Skinny Dipping listeners. So head to factormeals.com/skinny50 and use code skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month. Win-win. That's code skinny50 at factormeals.com/skinny50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next month while your subscription is active. Go check it out. It'll make your life so effortless and nutritious.
As the weather is getting warmer, it's time to say goodbye to jackets and sweaters and hello to shorts and tees. I've wanted to update my wardrobe for the long haul, and I don't want to spend a fortune. I'm constantly wearing the 100% washable silk slip dress, and people ask me all the time where I got it from. I've also now got a lineup of timeless pieces that keep me looking on trend year after year. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings on to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing practices and premium fabrics and finishes, which you know is so important to me when it comes to clothing brands. Get warm weather ready with Quince. Go to quince.com/skinny dipping for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's quince.com/skinny dipping to get free shipping and 365-day returns. quince.com/skinny dipping.